I want to share the last one with you, then we go for a break. Ever said the last one? It is called The Secret of the Servant in the Temple. Say, the secret of the servant in the temple. I'm closing with this one. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. I said that anything you don't know that has been revealed to you. Revelation 7 verse 13. Anything you don't know. Look at me. I'm closing. Go to verse 14, please. Yeah. No, let's start from 13. He said, "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these that are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?" Yes, 14. "And he said unto them, Say, thou knowest. And he said unto them, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. 15. Therefore, they are before the throne, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he that seated in the throne shall dwell among them." Verse 16. Now take note of this one. They serve him day and night in his temple. Go to the next one. Verse 16. "They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat." Now, the secret here, the victory secret here is that when you serve God, he will bless you. This is it. Look. This secret, if you know this secret at the age of 50, it will not help you. If you know this secret at the age of 30, at the age of 70, 80, it will not help you. You need this victory secret now. Now. That is why it is called a victory secret. You serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Listen, this church, we cannot over-explain this scripture. Serve the Lord. Look. People insult pastors. I'll tell you. You see, the envy is that we know that when you serve God, when you work at MTN, MTN pays you. Or, yes. Look, there are places you work, they collect what you call 13th month salary. So in December, next month, they pay them twice in December. Then there are some places too, when you work in December, they give you 4.5 kilogram lele rice. 2 mackerel, 1 sardine, fried tall, and a pack of Bigo drinks. And you put them on your head and you go away. It all depends on where you work. So if you serve the Lord, listen, where I work, free medical. Do you know free medical? Yes. If I write your name that you are my son and you go there, whatever problem you have, free, nobody will collect money from you. Yes, there are some places to where you work. When you are sick, they give you para. Yeah, if you serve the Lord, he will bless you. He said, and he said that when they serve, the people who were serving in the temple, this was their blessing. They shall hunger no more. Listen, you will not beg for food. You will not beg for the people who serve God and they are not blessed. They are the people who don't serve God well. I'm telling you. Look, I'll use my life as an example. My father died at the age of 10. Stop playing the thing. Maybe let me finish up with you. My daddy, he died. We are four. 3 boys, 1 girl. The day they were sharing his properties, he died. They shared the properties 10 years later. When they were about to share the property, then somebody said he has something to say. They said, "What do you have to say?" He said that he is suggesting that among my father's children, I went to school, so they should give me my father's papers, books. The man, he was a teacher. So people's class tests, papers, useless papers, they gave me. Then the other thing they added to that property was 1 shirt. So if I was a second born and I had 1 shirt, you can imagine the one behind me. That day, my eyes opened. And I said, I will serve the Lord with my life. Listen. Listen. He said, they shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. When I gave my life to Christ at the age of 10, I have been at it. Listen, when I was getting married, I got married at the age of 28. I moved into my own house by the grace of God. Wow. I'm telling you, God will build. You see, you don't understand it because you are renting. Your father too is renting. And if you don't take care of you too, you come and rent. Yes. God will bless you. He will bless your academics. He said, they shall hunger no more. Neither shall they thirst. It's a victory secret. Know it now. Know it now. Serve the Lord. Young people, serve the Lord. Don't let anyone deceive you. Serve the Lord. Sometimes people say, if you serve the Lord, you are wasting your time. This type of church things, this type of... Those people, if you like, watch their lives. If you like, watch their lives. Yeah. Watch their lives. By the grace of God, as I'm standing here, there's no food I want to eat that I can't eat. Oh, cry. Cry. Tell your neighbor, cry. Yeah. God will prosper you. He said, as you serve the Lord, you will never be hungry. You will never lack food till you die. May you not lack food. I said, you will not lack food. Hey, that your house you stay, that when supper is ready and you are not in the house, utiati. Yeah. There are some people, they eat what is there, and there are some people, they eat what they want to eat. There are two different things. You eat what is there. You will never lack food as you serve the Lord. You will never lack food. He said, they shall hunger no more. Learn this secret now. 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 At a very young age, serve the Lord with your life. Serve him. The next one, he said, as you serve the Lord, you will never be thirsty. You will never be thirsty. Hey! When we were growing up, when they open one milk, we used it 2 weeks. Hey! The milk, drop! It is that thing that makes children steal milk and they add water. Because the milk is not available to use. Milk. And those days, Coca-Cola, Christmas, there's a certain drink came. We call it squash. It will add water. And plenty water. And they'll share for everybody. Hey! Today, there is no drink I want to drink that by the grace of God, I can't afford. Yes. I pray for you. I say, look, I started like this 10 years. Yeah, when I was 10, how old are you? You are 13. You are a grandfather. I said, I started 10 years. 10 years. When I started 10 years, I was an usher in the church. Yeah. When the Soul Tomb Church started on 6 May 2001, I was the first usher of the church. Yeah. We used to meet in the classroom. It was a nursery classroom. You would bring the chairs out, clean the church, bring the church chairs in, church will close, take the church chairs out, bring the nursery chairs in 4 times. I did it till we had a church building. Yes. At the age of 10, 11, 12, you shall never lack any drink. Yeah. Yeah, recently I was doing Gary Sokis. When I opened the milk, it was just flowing. Yeah. This milk that when you drink small, no, it's as if you have committed sin. Like they call you for meeting. Who touched the milk? Oh, please, it's not me. Oh. Then they take bucket and fetch water and put charcoal inside. Then if the charcoal stands in front of you, you are the one. Please, I'm not the one though. Then I've not seen the milk. Oh. Hey, common milk. Bread. I mean, they open your mouth. Hey, who took the bread? There's bread in my house. I struggle with my children to eat bread. Yeah. Number three, ask yourself the law. You will not be smitten by the sun. You will drive a car. Oh, I said you drive a car. Oh, I said you will drive a car. Yeah. In our family here, in our church here, car is a tool. Yeah, it's a tool. Some of you can't imagine driving a car. It was the same thing that happened to me. The day I started driving, I said, hey! Yeah, is it me? You drive one of the best cars. Yeah. One day I was going to St. Adelaide School in Ebri to go and preach. As I was going, some car became to pass. The air alone. When the car passed, I saw that it was F-150. I said, oh, Erade. Erade, mommy, where be why? It's our F-150. Mommy, tribi. Now, Ford Fiesta, then my brother, her. Sister, mommy. You will drive a car. The sun will not smite you. The sun. This is called a victory secret. Next one, number four. Ask yourself the Lord. You will not feel hot or sweaty anymore. Yeah, you will sleep in air conditioned rooms. When I moved into my house, listen to the story. One day I went to the barbering shop to go and barber my hair. And when I got there, the place was cold. Then I saw that they have AC. And I said, barbering shop has AC. Then me, I built a house. I can't buy AC. So when I was coming back from work, I called the guy who sells. I said, how much is the AC? Then he mentioned. I said, bring me one. Then he started fixing the AC. As he started fixing the AC, then my neighbor said he wants to tell me something. I said he should say it. He said he just read on Facebook that AC gives sickness. I said, what? AC gives sickness. He said, yes. I told him, I've heard. When I went to work and I was coming again, I bought another AC. No, I want this. I said, you should fix it in the hall. I want that sickness to kill me. Now, that my neighbor, when in the evening when it's hot, he removed his shirt. Then he'll be fanning himself like this. I said, you, it's the heat that will kill you. The AC that gives sickness is not killing, but you, the heat will kill you. You will sleep in air-conditioned rooms. If you serve the Lord, I say you will sleep in air-conditioned rooms. Yeah. Hey, one room. Nipa beye eight. Eight people. Somebody's leg is in somebody's mouth. When you wake up to go and urinate, you cannot wake up. Then you have to step on somebody. Hey. You will sleep in your own room. I say you will sleep in your own room. You will build your own house. In the name of Jesus. As you serve the Lord, He will feed you. He will feed you. Say amen. Amen. Number six. As you serve the Lord, you will never lack direction. Yeah. The Lord will direct you. Amen. Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. When you serve God, He will direct you. He will direct you. Who to marry? Who to, where to, whatever you are looking for, God will direct you. And the last one. As you serve the Lord, He will remove from you sorrows and tears. Yeah. God will take away broken heart. I said broken heart. Yeah. Some of you, your heart will be broken. Some foolish boy will cross your path. But look, as you serve God, God will direct your path from all those foolish boys. Yeah. Some of you, I know your heart has been broken already. The guy has broken your heart. Why, yeah, he will defe. He has defe you. But God is delivering us. May we serve the Lord with gladness. I said, may we serve the Lord with gladness. The secret of the servant in the temple. May you be part of those servants. May you be part of those servants. In Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name. Oh, I said, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah. our Father is in the house this afternoon. Are you excited? Oh, I say, are you excited? Yeah. Let me show you something. When the presence of your Father at your function is an indication of his endorsement of that function. That is why when people are getting married, you don't go for your headmaster to come and sit down. You go for your Father. And this afternoon, our Father is in the house. Hallelujah. How many of you want us to hear Daddy speak to us? How many of you want to hear Daddy speak to us? Yeah. He has left everything. And he says he wants to pass through and say hello to us. Hallelujah. And for me, I think it's a great blessing. Yeah, it's a great. Look, not many people are interested in children's church. No. Not many people are interested like that. Hallelujah. And I'm excited. And I think you're excited. Stand to your feet and put your hands together. And let's receive our Father, Bishop Kweku Sompa. So God bless you.
Hallelujah. Why don't we put our hands together for Reverend EK? Wow. Please be seated. Please be seated. We have been seeing Favorite Child Conference visiting other cathedrals. And we said that no, Mandela too, we must have our turn. And I've been here for a few minutes and I'm already so blessed by the word of God that I'm receiving. Yeah.